This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, welcome to the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. I go by the name of King Bash, about the winter stock himself. And as I did mention, it's a Friday, and you know what that means, right? It's time for the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. On the line with us is motoring journalist Preshowin Naidu, and he's here, you know, to unpack the latest in the world of cars and innovation. Today, we are diving into the pre-launch of the all-new Kia Tasman, a premium heavy-duty roader, and exploring the exciting world of electric vehicles with the Kia EV5. Plus, Preshowin will share a handy motoring tip and reveal a hot gem of the week. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Preshowin. Welcome back.
Hi there, King Bash. How are you?
Oh, finally. I'm good, thanks. And how are you, Preshowin? Welcome back.
Hey, good, thanks. Good, thanks. The weather is hot. How are
Yo,
you doing?
Yo, my man. I don't know. I really don't know what to do anymore. We can't sleep. When we're walking in the streets, when you're in the car, yo, I just feel sorry for that guy right now that is driving a car and is like, you know what? And there's no aircon in his car. I just imagine that breeze, the hot wind that's coming into
my
that
word.
Car. It's crazy.
My word, it is crazy. Even my phone is hot. I feel like that now.
Oh, man. But nonetheless, for sure. And speaking of cars, you know, tell us about the Kia Tasman look-wise. You know, what do you think?
You know, at the launch, the pre-launch, I thought it looked like a Lego block, you know, the theme of, it took literally the cube-like theme and put it throughout the entire car, from the inside to the out. I mean, it looked quite nice, though. I mean, controversial, looked good, it's quite wide, had that rugged appeal. It's a body-on-frame platform, too, which is an interesting thing to add on. But spacious as well, really, really spacious, but... Yeah, I'm trying to see if I like or not like. It's a half in, half out kind of guy.
I mean, I never thought Kia would do such, you know, get into the Bucky segment. And speaking of that, why do you think Kia is trying to break into the Bucky segment? And do you think they'll succeed, Preshowin?
So I think it's a long stretch for them because they didn't go quote unquote traditional with the design and the looks of it. And also, I don't know the pricing of it yet. It's not confirmed. But sales wise, it will go in 2025 in Q2. And I don't think it's going to be cheap. I think probably under a mil, you know, around then. So I think why they want to target Bucky's is because it's such a highly profitable thing in South Africa. It's a demand, you know, especially for the lifestyle-oriented pickup segment. That's where it is. And I think Kia is trying to leverage there. But success will depend on, you know, pricing, given import taxes and the stiff competition from, let's say, the Toyota Hilux, Ford Ranger, VW Amarok, and Isuzu, which are the strong people that are dominating the shares at the moment.
Oh, all right. And any selling points about it? You know, what's the specs engine-wise?
So I think selling points, yeah, the cabin is nice. The cabin was, it's probably the first Bucky that I've seen that has that plush cabin beside, let's say, the Ford Ranger. It has your modern infotainment system. It's a nice place to be, lots of storage compartments. But engine-wise, it's about a 2.2-liter turbo diesel motor, which is found in the Kia Carnival and the Sorento. Paired with a nice 8-speed automatic transmission. So, yeah, let's see. And I see that overseas they say that there will be a 2.5-liter petrol turbo motor, but we won't get that in South Africa, as the PR people did say. But you know what? I think it's not bad. Let's see how it fares, eh? I think I'm curious to get behind the wheel more so first.
Now, I hear you when you said that you're half in, half out. You can hear that you're not really sure about it, but until, you know, you get your hands on it, then that's when you maybe know how you feel about it fully.
Yes, 100%.
All right. Now, on to electric, right? What's the Kia EV5 like in the metal, and when will it be coming?
You know, I quite like it. It was right alongside the Tasman, and I thought that looked quite lovely. It's basically like a Sorento, but electric side, the smoothed out lines, the blends, a very futuristic design, but practical, lots of space, lots of sustainable materials went into this car, especially inside. And I think the lineup, the electric lineup, you know, in for the global markets in South Africa, we'll have to see. I think it depends. Maybe late next year, 2025, is when we'll be receiving this car. And I think I think it promises a competitive range, but let's see. Fast charging is also one of the notes about this car that they said it's quicker, but we'll see. I mean, electric cars are not really that wow.
Yeah,
I'd say in general, as a whole. So, you know, I'm really, it just looks cool.
Oh, okay. Now, having a glimpse at the EV5 too, you know, what do you think of the EV market as a whole?
I think South Africans, it's growing steadily with, you know, slowly manufacturers investing, you know, in technology. But I think South Africa, we face the challenges like charging, the infrastructure, and also the affordability. But the demand is rising due to, you know, the climate conscious consumers out there. I'm still a petrolhead. I'll be honest with you. I'll be driving my Vrata till the day I die.
Oh, yes.
But I can see that definitely someone who's on about that conscious, you know, climate conscious minded. I think, yeah, it might slowly, but you have to have the moolah to play in that game, to be honest with you. And
yeah,
that's where I'm coming from.
All right, Prashavan, thank you so much for that. Let's wrap it up with a quick motoring tip for our listeners. And of course, drop this week's hot jam to keep the vibes alive.
All right, thanks, Kimbash. So don't overlook your mental health before driving. That's one of the things that I feel like we often neglect, and I think that mental health does take a backseat most of the time, especially unaddressed stress, anxiety, or even fatigue. I think many people focus on the tire pressure or the fuel levels, but forget to assess the emotional state. And I think taking time out to seek out the help, get some help, please don't just let those issues fester, especially when it's driving out there. When you're driving out there, I say go get the help needed. Don't be afraid. Be open, be vulnerable, and seek out help, even to close ones. And we're going to end off with Doja Cat, Agora Hill.
Oh, yes, for sure. And thank you so much for coming through once again. Happy festive season, man. And I hope to hear from you again next week, right? So have yourself a blissful weekend ahead.
Absolutely. Congrats. Have a blessed festive season to you too. And listeners, have a blessed one. Peace.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.